Shake off the dust. Shake off the dust. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Shake off the dust. In Bible times, people wore sandals and they walked around on unpaved roads, and their feet were always dusty and dirty. Their sandals were always dusty and dirty wherever they were, and one of the first things they wanted to do was to wash their feet. They wanted to cleanse their feet after a journey. They wanted to cleanse their feet before they went into the house, because they would roll up their feet underneath them on whatever they were sitting on, whether it be a blanket or whatever, and they didn't want to get all things all dusty and dirty. And so they shook off their clothing, and they shook off their blankets, and they shook off the dust. And Jesus talked to his disciples about this. And he said to his disciples, "You're going to be traveling to many towns and many cities and many regions. And there will be people in some of these regions that do not understand what you're teaching. They do not understand what you want to tell them. They feel that what you're teaching is a strange new thought. And indeed, it is for many people. Because the idea of loving your neighbor like you love yourself is almost indescribable. It's almost indescribable, because how can we love our neighbor like we love ourselves when we don't really know all of the intricacies of what and who our neighbor is? We don't know all of the details of their life. We don't know all of the happenings. We think we do. With our nosy attitudes, we sometimes look into their world and we think we are very much aware of what kind of people they are, what type of loving or unloving people they are. And so we have a tendency to judge our neighbors. And if we thought our neighbors were judging us as we were judging our neighbors, they would not be friends of ours for a very long time. They would say, "What is the matter with you? Upon what are you basing all of your information? Upon what are you basing all of your thoughts? Upon what are you basing your attitude about us? We haven't done any of those things that you think we have done or you intimate we have done. We haven't been bad in any way. We've been always good people. We've been loving people, thoughtful people, courteous people." If you were to talk to them and they were allowing you to be so in depth with them. But rather than that, Jesus took the bull by the horns and he said, "Don't go into your neighbor's house and act like you are a know-it-all. Don't go in there. Love your neighbor as you love yourself." And hopefully you love yourself very much. You love yourself with all of your thought being and all of your desires and all of your wishes for yourself. When you love your neighbor like that, then your neighbor finds you a very charming, very attractive, very desirable person. They don't know why they like you, but they do. But they like you because you love yourself and you love them just the way you love yourself. And you are a very wonderful, thoughtful, caring person. Now that's a very precious thing to do and be, and that's a very precious experience to have in your life and to allow you to have in the lives of your neighbors. You're going to go to other towns, Jesus told his disciples. As you travel these dusty roads, you're going to go into the town and you're going to talk to the people as you're walking toward their homes or as you're walking along with the people who are living in that area. And they will say to you, "What is it that you believe? What is your religion? What is your philosophy?" You know, being a Jew was not simply enough. You had to be more than that. What is your day-to-day living attitude about yourself? How are you really conducting yourself? There are so many laws, so many rules that govern the religions of the time, and no one really is able to uphold all the rules of all the truths that they learn. So the people are interested in what your philosophy is. And as you're walking along and you share your philosophy with them, and they're very interested because you have a new approach, you have a new wisdom, you have a new in-depth attitude that turns them on in many wonderful ways. And occasionally, you run into something that'll stub your toe. Occasionally, they will say, "Now, just 1 minute. I can't treat my world like that. I can't look at the world like that. I cannot say, all the world loves a lover. I cannot, you don't know my father-in-law. You don't know my mother-in-law. You don't know my neighbor. You don't know my relatives. You don't know the people in my world. You don't even know my own kids, my goodness sake. And I do my very best to teach them what I believe." And so as you talk to these people, Jesus told his disciples, do not judge them. Do not advise them as to what is the right way to live. You be a living example of what you believe. Be a living example of what you know and what you teach. Be a living example of it. And as you are the living example of what you teach and what you believe, then great and wonderful things happen in your life. But if, as you walk along with these people from other lands, other cities, other countries, other communities, who may think differently than you do, and may not be tolerant of your understanding, may not be tolerant of your wisdom based upon the Hebraic teachings as sincerely as they can be, but more deeply so, and based upon these teachings in a manner that they have never heard it before, they have never thought of it before, and they thought, truly, it's sacrilegious. And so they say, "Oh, no, I cannot invite you to my home. I cannot ask you to stay with me. I cannot bring you into my family circle because we don't believe these things that you're telling us." And Jesus said, don't fight them. If they don't understand it, probably it's because you were not able to put across who and what you are and what you believe sufficiently for them to be sold on the idea of this new attitude toward life, this super loving being, that God is a loving Father and God is loving everybody, and there is nobody in the universe that the Heavenly Father does not love. For the Heavenly Father created them all. And as Jesus told this to his disciples, they said, what should we do if we run into someone who is bigoted or intolerant of who or what we are? Well, Jesus said, the first thing you do not think of them as bigoted or intolerant. Think of them as having a philosophy, having a way of life that suits them very well, that supports their measure of life very well, that gives them meaning and experience and control for their life, and they live it and they believe it. But don't try to push your philosophy on them. Don't try to argue. Don't try to sell them on our thinking. Rather, if they are not interested in what you have to say or find it obnoxious or abhorrent to their way of thinking, then say, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for letting me share my thinking with you. I've learned a great deal from you today, too, because you are certainly a very wise man. And then leave them forthwith. Leave them before you build up an attachment or a responsibility toward them. And shake the dust of that journey, of those people, of that experience from your feet, from your understanding. And as you shake the dust from your feet, your understanding is untouched by your experience. You do not try to change your way of thinking for someone else's awareness. They may one day far exceed you in understanding the very teachings that you're teaching. So never belittle another being. For as God loves them all, so we, God's children, so we, the creatures of God, so we, the beings of God, so we, God, treat them also with love, with honor and respect, with the awareness that all is good and very good. Now, the disciples were not too happy about that. They did not like the idea of having a no sale when they meet different people. But Jesus taught them, we're not out to sell our philosophy. We're out to be living examples of what we believe. We're not out to force other people into an awareness of who we are, but by our very loving example, by our very loving beingness, let them awaken to another point of view, to another relationship, to another life. Oh yes, as Jesus is purported to have said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Anyone who does not recognize that God is a God of love, and that God created all things, and all things being created by God is God itself, and that you and I, as beings who go out into the field to carry the message of truth everywhere, to carry the message of awareness of the divinity within us, not the worship of Jesus the man, not the worship of God the symbol, but the worship of how and where and when we live our life in such a magnificent manner that all the world looks upon us and says, hey, I like that person. I like what they're talking about. I like what they're thinking. I like the way they, you see, when we do not force ourselves upon anyone, but live what we believe and allow others to live what they believe and respect them in living what they believe, respect them in being who they are, then we indeed have done the work that we set out to do, to be living examples of the divinity that we are, so that all beings who see us, know us, hear us, are aware of us, want to be like us, because we are so unconditionally loving. We are so wonderfully respective and responsive to all the people everywhere in the universe. How great that is. Oh yes, we shake the dust off our feet because we are free. Our feet, our understanding is untouched by new attitudes or new philosophies that might sway us away from what we believe. But that doesn't mean that we do not allow others to live what they believe. We live what we believe, and we are living examples of what we believe. We're living examples of how we think the world goes around and how we believe that the world is something beautiful and good and wonderful. And right now, this is what it's all about. This is what it means to shake the dust off your feet. Our feet are our understanding. Our feet are our wisdom. Our feet are the way we touch the lives of other people. And if we have beautiful feet, if we have beautiful understanding, if we have beautiful beingness about us, if we are a representation of purity and goodness and truth, then we can be sure that we have shaken the dust of other attitudes off our feet, and we walk in the purity and the wholeness now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.